When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
What is going on, beautiful people? Welcome to another episode of The Narcissist Code. I'm your favorite self-aware narcissist, Lee Hammack, better known as Mental Illness across all social media platforms. This is your first time seeing my face or hearing my voice. I'm a diagnosed narcissist, and I use my platform on social media to raise awareness for narcissistic personality disorder, get more people into therapy, and also validate the victims and survivors of said disorder. In today's episode, we're going to be talking about how some narcissistic people will manufacture arguments for no reason. Literally, angry for no reason, create drama out of nowhere. It's kind of like the narcissistic person is like pulling in all the elements. God, what's the name of the old TV show? They're pulling in the elements like earth, wind, fire, water, go planet, Captain Planet. They pulling in all the elements and making this damn near fireball of anger from nowhere. And you don't know where it comes from. You just don't know where the anger comes from, y'all. So this episode probably is going to be more along the lines of the look inside a narcissist's brain, because it doesn't take much to set a narcissistic person off, y'all. I know y'all know that too. It doesn't take much to set a narcissist off. But sometimes narcissists will create arguments out of nowhere just to do it, y'all. Just to see if they can, like, you know how people like go out there and flirt in the dating world just to see if they still got it. I still got it. Narcissistic people will do that in long-term relationships or short-term relationships and whatnot, just to see, or parenting relationships, just to see if they still got the ability to trigger people. I don't want my hair trigger to get rusty and things like that. You know what I mean? I don't want my ability to be able to set people off to get rusty. So I have to make sure I'm still able to do that. You know what I mean? And a lot of narcissists and toxic people, that's how it goes with them, y'all. That's exactly 100% how it goes with a lot of narcissists. Because, like, if I'm unhappy, and also another reason they'll do that, let's say one reason they'll do it is just to prove that they can still do it. Because if they can trigger you, they can control you. That's just as simple as that. But if I'm unhappy, you don't get to be happy. Why would you get to do that? You know what I mean? If that narcissist or toxic person is unhappy, why do you get to be happy? So they will be, if they are unhappy, they're going to make everybody else around them unhappy. Point blank, period, end of story. You don't, like, this is, I know it's not fair, but if you're going to be with a narcissist, this is how it is. This is how it's going to be. You don't get to be happy if that narcissist or toxic person is not happy. They will, because they, if they see you skipping into the damn house after a great day, and they got chastised and bullied at work or something like that, and they got, you know, people just putting them down at work, their boss is riding their back. Guess what? If the boss is riding their back, they're going to ride yours. So you're going to have the boss, the narcissist boss, and the narcissist on your back, piggyback ride through the house. And, you know, some narcissistic people are going to be a little heavy. You might not be able to squat much, you know. But so that's where it goes, though, y'all. Literally out of nowhere. I can, like, sometimes, like, I can wake up in the morning sometimes, y'all, as a narcissist, as a diagnosed narcissist. I can wake up in the morning and know it's going to be a bad day for everybody else around me. I can just sense it. I can feel it. I was like, oh, goodness, today's going to be a bad day for everybody around me. Because it's like a feeling in the air. It's like the air is a little thicker, thick with four H's and two I's and three C's and one K. Thick. It's thick. The air is thick. Something like that. But that's how it goes. Literally, that's how it goes. I can just feel it. And the people around me are going to feel it too. You know what I mean? And that's just how it was. You know, I still have those feelings now? Yes, absolutely. I keep telling people that I'm still a narcissist, but somehow people keep coming to my comment section. They'll watch 3 minutes of one video and just like, this guy's a scammer. He's faking. Boo, boo, boo. He's still a narcissist, y'all. Did you guys know that he's still a narcissist? You guys just give me his supply. He's still a narcissist. And if they listen to 30 more seconds, they'll hear me say it. And I say it at the beginning of every video. So they skip that part. Well, I don't listen to introductions. I just skip right to the nitty gritty. Shut up. Y'all be weird as hell in my comment section talking shit and don't even listen to a full video. I listened to 15 seconds and I made my mind up. You're a terrible person, Lee. Boop, 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 boop. cool. But like I said, so the thoughts are still there, y'all. And I, y'all, to my supporters and whatnot, the people who follow me and whatnot, thank y'all so much. I see y'all in the comment section too, correcting misinformation about me. I don't think y'all understand how much I appreciate it. I truly appreciate that. I get ready to respond, I hop in there, and I see people already correcting. I was like, look at that. I got some true support. I love it. Because y'all not attacking people, you're literally just correcting misinformation, and I appreciate y'all for that, honestly. You know what I mean? But yeah, I see a lot of people out here, like I said, when you're dealing with a narcissist or toxic person, understand that if they are having a bad day, you can probably feel it, you can probably sense it, y'all. You can probably sense the fact that they're going to be having a bad day. You mean you can sense that they're having a bad day, and that means that typically if you around them, don't ask much of them. If you can sense their energy is low as hell, and you can feel like you can kind of feel like the temperature, like you haven't turned the thermometer up in the house, but the temperature is hotter in the house, don't communicate with that person today. Unless you absolutely need to, just keep the communication to a minimum. Because if you don't, there's going to be a terrible, terrible time. I promise you. So I'm just telling you, because narcissistic people, they'll just manufacture arguments out of nowhere. And sometimes they'll do it, y'all. If narcissistic people are having an affair or they're cheating or whatever, or they just want to get away from the house sometimes, they'll manufacture an argument just so that they can leave. Just so they can leave the house. They'll get mad at you, manufacture some argument out of thin air. Like I said, one of those damn fireballs, Captain Planet fireballs, and hit you with it. You know, it was like, what the hell? What we just argued about? And they'll leave, go cheat, and come back. And then if you find out, guess what? They could just say y'all were arguing. You made them do it because your bad attitude and things like that. They'll blame you for the anger, y'all. Just your existence. And sometimes the narcissist is mad at you because of the position that they put themselves in life. And yeah. And they feel like you had something to do with it because y'all had kids together. Y'all got married. Y'all, you know, started a business together that keeps y'all together and things like that. They'll blame you for their position in life no matter how good it is. Y'all could be rich. Y'all could start a business together and be just filthy rich. And the narcissist will blame you because they can't do what they want to do. Because they're still tied to you. I'm still tied to you. I'm angry as hell. Why'd I make this choice in life to be with you? I could have been with anybody else. They're always second guessing themselves. Because I tell this to people all the time. I don't think narcissistic people, we can experience true joy. I think we can be happy in the moment. I have moments of happiness, but I don't think we can experience true joy. And the fact that we can't experience true joy, we are searching for. It's literally the pursuit of happiness, y'all. We're searching for that true joy, that contentment. It's something that makes us truly happy. And when we can't find it, we blame you for it. We blame you because we're in this position. Like, I could have been truly happy if I wouldn't have had you in my life. You know, it sounds like Scooby-Doo. And I would have gotten away with it. I would have gotten away with my happiness. It wasn't for you meddling kids, you my meddling wife or my meddling husband. You know what I mean? I'm mad. Like when the narcissist, it's like when like Scooby-Doo at the end, when they go try to see who the bad guy is and they unmask them. Except the narcissist pulls the mask off the bad guy. It's just a mirror. It's reflecting back to them. Like, it's you, bucko. It's you. You're the person who is ruining your own life. You know what I mean? But a lot of narcissistic people would rather blame you for their positions in life than take accountability, because that accountability brings shame. And the shame sucks. God, y'all, the shame sucks so bad. I'm just telling y'all, most things narcissistic people do is to avoid shame. They get angry at you because if they get angry at you sometimes just out of nowhere, sometimes they're trying to cover up for an error that they made. Because if you find out about that error later on, y'all get into an argument. I promise you, you got to try to confront them about something that they have done wrong. Here comes some anger. I'm just telling y'all, they will manufacture argument. They'll manufacture anger out of the thinnest of air. When I say the thinnest of air, I mean like the air, how thin it is up there at the top of Mount Everest. You know what I mean? And being in a relationship with a narcissist is like, kind of like climbing Mount Everest. The further you get into the relationship, the higher you get on the relationship spectrum with a narcissist, the further you get into the relationship, the thinner the air is going to be, the harder it is to breathe, the harder it is to speak, the harder it is to do anything. You know what I mean? You see how the closer you get to the peak of narcissist, the peak of Mount Everest, whatever. The thinner the air gets. I'm gonna fix that analogy, y'all, because that's about to be fire right there. It's on the way to being fire. I felt it. I ruined it at the end, though. Trying to name it. Damn. I was mad at myself for that. But yeah. I know people are going to ask y'all, how do you stop these manufacturer arguments? You can't. You don't engage with them, y'all. Sometimes you have to disengage. What the narcissist is looking for is reciprocal anger. They want to get you mad. They want to start a fuss. They want to start an argument. They want to start a fight. Fights are typically not one side. Fights are two-sided. You know, you have to be at least two sides to two people fighting. Because if one person is attacking, the other person is not, it's like assault and battery. It's not a fight. They got into a fight. No, you were getting beat on. You know what I mean? So they want to start anger, and they want to start something. Just don't engage with them. That's my advice right there. I know people are going to be like, well, this is so simple. It's easier said than done. Yes, controlling your reactions is going to be your greatest power against a narcissistic person. It just is. Controlling your reactions, controlling your temperament and things like that is going to be your greatest power. They let them argue with themselves, y'all. They're going to talk and talk and talk. A lot of narcissistic people, because they have the gift of damn gab. They're going to talk your damn head off. I promise you. Don't let them do it, y'all. Just don't let them do it. But anyway, I'm gonna wrap this thing up, y'all. I got to shout out Ben Taylor at Raw Motivations. Like I said, June 12th. Two Sundays from now, not next Sunday, the Sunday after next, we'll be in Virginia Beach, Virginia, doing a live in-person meetup, I think at Cova, C-O-V-A, restaurant in June 12th, in the afternoon sometime, about 3 o'clock, I think. More details to come. And then July, we're going to be doing a live meetup in North Carolina somewhere, Raleigh, Charlotte, Durham, somewhere. Then next month in August, maybe Texas, maybe Atlanta, somewhere, y'all. We traveling the world, traveling the country, y'all. Just meeting people, y'all. Got to get out the house. It's time to get out the house. We've been cooped up for 2 years. It's time to get out the goddamn house. But anyways, y'all, thank y'all for tuning into another episode. I really, truly appreciate every single one of y'all, because as much as y'all learn from me, I promise you, I learn even more from y'all. If y'all listen to this on Apple Music and Spotify, go ahead and hit that 5 stars for me, y'all. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Mental Illness is out. Peace. Boom.